Listening Library presents Diary of a Fairy Godmother by Esme Raji Codell. Read for you by Rachel Lillis. Earwax Moon, Waning. Miss Fortune Harbinger felt it would be a good idea to discuss what we had planned after graduation, since it's just around the corner, thank badness. Mama says to cherish these years, that the first 100 just fly by, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what she's talking about. I feel like I've been in school forever, and I don't really see the point of it. Auntie says if you're smart, you can do without it, and if you're dumb, it doesn't help anyway. I can't wait to get out and start working. Some of my classmates plan to pursue further studies. Frantic Search is such a show-off, and keeps going on about how she's going to get a degree in advanced studies at Hogwarts. As I said before, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, we can't all afford Hogwarts. Some of us have to work for a living. Sinus Infection said she would like to get into agriculture. Maybe grow vegetables that are so irresistible, humans will try to steal them. And then she'll ask them for their firstborn and stick them up in towers or something like that. Miss Harbinger said it sounded like Sinus was really thinking about things and then hit her with a pea shooter. Miss Harbinger pointed out that tower building is a popular option that we all might consider, and just because we're young women, we shouldn't think for an instant that we can't build a tower and stick somebody in it. Sinus looked pleased. Twisted Ankle said she was going to continue to pursue a career as an artist. She is lucky enough to have a natural talent. In the back of the room hangs a likeness she rendered of a vampire bat that is so true to life that its eyes seem to...